Road.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you keeping? This is another episode of the bonus. This is another bonus episode. Of the Stala podcast. I was all over the place there, that wasn't I? Mm. Will I go again or will we keep it?
No, keep going.
We keep it. Let's keep going. Let's roll with it. You want to roll with it. No singing. That's another rule.
Oh, that's a ban, is it?
That's another rule. No singing.
I'm just glad he chose bands as yours as well as
yes, yeah, his discrimination is equal across all podcasts.
Yeah.
This episode, yeah, you'll have heard Terrence's voice. He's joining me again on the podcast in Darren's absence. To answer some listener questions. So that's what we do on the bonus episodes. We answer some listener questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. How are you feeling?
Good, bro. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I love being on this podcast. I only have a guest on, is that right? No.
You've had other guests.
I only have a stand-in.
Stand-in. Host, yeah.
Only other host.
Man, people think you just live here now.
I know, yeah. I'm proud of that one, boys. If I ever see another host in here, it's going to be you, bro. I know, I mean that as well. He knows you got a phone call at me at 3 o'clock in the morning. No. Yeah, no, I'm happy to be on, boys.
This episode will be going out just before New Year's Eve. It's like this loop, the loopy
don't
time.
Don't be committing me to the release schedule.
I was just going to say, you have no clue when this is.
Yeah.
You have no idea when this is.
That's fair enough. That's a fair point.
You just lie to your listeners all the time.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. That's kind of the formula at this stage, yeah.
Yeah. No, no one knows when this is going out. It's Christmas. It's just going to be a random Monday. We're just going to be in your ears.
This is the same recording.
Like it sounded bad, but I don't think it was bad.
Like it made sense, but
yeah, you're going to be coming in people's ears. Any listener questions?
I've just noticed now you have an eyebrow going halfway up your forehead.
What do you mean?
You've had that all day.
Give me a look.
Look at that. There's just one sticking up there.
I need to get my eyebrows are getting unruly.
Joe, the rest of them seem very well maintained, but there's just this one that has escaped.
You know when someone says that to you, you're meant to like.
I know, but I kind of want to see it myself, so I'm like, whoa. No one move.
Don't move it. Yeah, have a look there.
That's what we're doing, is it?
Do you know? Oh, fuck me.
That's a docker, isn't it?
Man, there used to be a shot. I'm still looking at it. I'm not moving it. I'm leaving it like that. You know the way girls brush their eyebrows up now? I'm going to bring it in for men. I think men should be able to brush their eyebrows up.
That would go right up to your fringe if you brush their eyebrows. They need a trim ASAP.
Okay, there now. Yeah. It reminded me of there was a fella who ran a shop, a sweet shop, on the top of the Osiry Road on the North Strand. And his eyebrows, man, you could sweep the floor with them. Like, they were crazy. They were like Brillo pads.
Yeah.
They just didn't give a fuck, did they?
And the big uni brows, especially when they're black.
Yeah.
Black eyebrows and they're just all one.
Yeah. Straight across.
Shave that.
Do you know where else I'm getting hairy? The edges of my ear. I get really fucking. I have to.
All right. Okay.
Because you go to a talk.
The look on his face told me all I need to know. Like, am I desensitized or am I overly critical of you? Either or.
Like
no.
We started the last
look
one.
On his face when you said that told me all you know. People don't want to hear this.
We started the last one with Gangland Regency musicals, and we're at the start of this one with Hurdy Ears and Coming Ears. Oh, can we get a question, please?
Yeah, not even a question. Just from James. James in Georgia.
In Georgia?
Give me Georgia.
Fuck off, boys.
Yeah. What?
I never had anyone from Georgia.
American James over in Georgia.
That's
a place.
Not even Irish, yeah.
There's a Georgia in. The country could be Georgia in
no, you know,
West Mead or something.
Are you telling me you've forgotten James from Georgia? He's emailed loads of times.
Look, I have a lot going on. Feeling with a lot.
Doesn't have a lot going on.
Go on.
It's Christmas.
James from Georgia. Boys, I'm very impressed by that.
First of all, he says, I can't believe you think eggnog is disgusting. I don't think eggnog is disgusting, James. The other two.
Have you ever had eggnog?
No, what's eggnog? I didn't want to feel stupid.
Like a milkshake style drink that Americans drink.
Are you really going to like omit such vital information from that
statement? I don't have
statement?
Time to go into every bit of detail.
What he said sounds lovely.
It does.
It's like a Christmas milkshake.
Yeah.
It's eggs whisked up and vodka put into it.
Whoa.
And you drink that?
Yeah, that doesn't sound great, huh?
And he's calling it a milkshake. That's salmonella in a carton.
It's cooked. First of all, it's cooked and there's sugar in there.
Yeah. Scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs blended up.
I like it.
Bit of vodka. Oh!
Right.
Imagine getting egg mayonnaise and putting vodka in it and eating that out of the carton. Like, dirty. Dirty.
So, James goes on to say, we US Southerners drink eggnog like it's going out of style in December. He says, seriously, if you wait too long to get it from the shops, you'll be out of luck. So, like a tin of roses here.
Yeah.
He says, my family's always prefers to wait until Christmas Day to have it, so we have to time it just right. So the stuff isn't expired by the time we actually open the carton. James also informs us that we talked about this before with Leon, the Spotify Wrapped. James is annoyed because they didn't include the podcast stats of like who is in the top percentage of listeners. You know, if you listen to a band, they'll say you're in the top.
They did last year, did they? Oh, no, I don't think they did last year.
They didn't for a podcast this year anyway, because James thinks he would have been the top 0.01% because... Spotify day. James listened to Leon had 80. What did Leon have? Let me check. 79,000 or 80,000 close to it minutes of podcast listened to. James in 2024 listened to 90,000 minutes.
Fucking hell.
Which is more than 12 hours a week. And James reckons. He says Starlet is pretty much the only thing he listens to on Spotify. He says even if it was only half of that listen to Starlet, that would be 45,000 hours or 45,000 minutes, which as James points out, that's an entire month.
I wouldn't even like to spend that much time with me.
Yeah, James thinks he says Owen is probably the only person who may have listened to more Starlet than me this year. It'd be holidays. That's from James in Georgia.
Thanks James from Georgia. Is he an Irish man in Georgia? Or he,
oh, Jesus, Joe. I've been on this with James so many times.
I'm not at the herd now. He's an American Southerner living in Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's been texting you on the regular.
Yeah.
And listening to you for thousands of minutes.
Yeah.
And you can't even get that right. You were supposed to say yeah again.
Yeah.
Keep going on us.
Yeah.
He's fucking prick. Yeah.
All right.
Is that not mad impressive, though? I'm not impressed by that when someone from another. A fella pulled me in the gym the other day, on, and he was Brazilian. And he was showing me a Spotify Wrapped and we were number one. I'm like, how the fuck have you come across that? Is that not mad to you, no?
The weirdest thing for me, when I proposed to Maura, it was in Madrid. And after I proposed to her, there's a whole story in that. But after I proposed to her, we went to a rooftop bar in Madrid, in Spain. And this Spanish fella came over to me and he goes, I'm not even going to do the accent, but like he said, you done the Lewis video. And I was like, what? Like, he goes, you done the Lewis video? And at this stage, like, the Lewis video is about 5 years old. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. He goes, oh, I love that video. That video is so good. That video is amazing. You're so funny, man. And I'm like, what the fuck? How does this fella know
that
he
wasn't going to do the accent.
I know, he couldn't help himself. It was all right, though, wasn't it?
I was impressed, bro.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's weird. Yeah. That's weird.
It's mad.
And it's weird to think that, yeah, someone in America is listening to this.
He's in Georgia. He's from America.
Georgia's in America.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, boys.
Fucking hell, Terrence.
Wrong place, boys.
Do you think the country, Eastern European country?
Country, I thought he moved. Up.
No, this is an American man.
In America.
Born and raised in southern state of Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia's
El born. James.
James from Georgia.
Good bloke.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Great man.
Great man. Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly a great man.
Yeah. You back in the gym, bro?
A bit, yeah, you.
You know, a bit like...
Looking after the body.
Someone has to.
And what about the noggin?
What you mean?
Well, you know, the way we all get so caught up in looking after our bodies. The gym, the meal plans, the lot.
Yeah.
Well, should we not be doing the same with our mental health as well as our physical health?
Yeah, where are you going with this? Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm saying that you need to keep looking after your mental health every day, not just when a crisis hits.
Yeah, I'm with you. So like a daily upkeep, checking in, and you can help to like keep the head in shape, bro.
Yeah, man, yeah. Things like feeling stressed, getting bad sleep, feeling anxious a lot.
Mm.
All of these can be like little signs connected to your mental health.
All and upstairs.
All up in the noggin, man. And if you spot them in yourself or in someone you cared about, then it's a really good idea to try address them rather than just solve soldiering on, you know, feeling low, not sleeping, all of that.
You need it.
It isn't just something you should just have to put up with as part of daily life.
Yeah. And now I feel like you're going to tell me how to do that.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't waste your time, would I?
No, probably not.
There's a website the HSE have called yourmentalhealth.ie. And if you go on, it has loads of advice and tips that can help with looking after yourself.
That sounds good, actually. I never thought of it that way.
I know. Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. And I suppose even if you're feeling okay, like not anxious or anything, it would be worth checking in and seeing how you can keep on top of things.
Absolutely.
How to keep on top of it, like, you know?
Yeah. You don't stretch before the gym because you're sore. You do it to stop you feeling sore. Do you know what I mean?
Stretching.
Yeah, stretching. Anyway, visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan.
So the next one, this is the most first world problem ever. I hired a cleaner to come to my house once a week and she keeps weighing herself on my digital scales.
Jesus Christ.
I have no issue with it except the scales send all the data to my smartwatch and it's throwing off my own tracking as it thinks I've gained weight. I'm also mortified for her. She's a lovely woman and I don't think she understands that I've been getting weekly updates on her weight. I can't even tell her now because it sounds so petty and I don't want to embarrass her. The sender of this actually tells us they also sent this to the Home My Drink podcast. I've never had a cross that Venn diagram.
That's an interesting one. How am I drink?
That's a side issue. That's a side issue, but yeah. That's a crossover I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the scales.
Just hide the scales, no?
Okay.
Or just tell her. I'm saying just tell her. I'd never say that. Exactly. Say, look, I'm meant to be getting weekly updates there. You're up a stone from 2 weeks ago. I like to say, damn, Bernie. Do you get me? I'm not doing that, fuck.
You can't be telling her.
But maybe you could say you just got one. Mm. You could say, oh, I got some yolk on my watch today. Was that you? Like, it's no hassle. I'm just letting you know your weight's going to come if you do it again. Do you get me? So be careful on the cakes. I don't know. I wouldn't be bragging the news now. I wouldn't be going, look, I might have been getting you away for the last 6 months. I wouldn't do that.
I think it's a bit fucking weird that they have a weighing scale and it's hooked up to their smartphones and all that shit. Anyway.
It's a bit impressive, is it?
No, it's a bit unnecessary.
Every morning they could just go in and step on the scales. Boom, it's on the watch. I think that's impressive.
It's on the scales. Just look at the scales.
But then the watch would probably be able to give you a graph.
What good is that to you? You're trying to lose weight or gain weight. It's gone up or it's gone down.
So would you admit, if you stepped on the scales today, yeah?
Yeah.
And on February the 18th, and you've been stepping on it every day, would you be able to remember where it was on December the 14th or December the 17th?
Well, you set yourself a target, don't you? And then you aim for that. And that's what you base it off.
It'd be nice to have it.
And a graph on your watch. Yeah. You just sound like, because you have a smartwatch.
Yeah, I'm impressed by it. Tells me how much sleep I got. Do you know how much sleep I got last night?
Not really, but go on, tell us anyway.
7 hours and 40 minutes. It's actually a good sleep.
That's a nice sleep.
That's a good sleep. But it hasn't always been like that this week. I've had a couple of 4 hours, a couple of 4:30s. Do you get me?
I'm still standing.
I'm still here. Still rocking.
So impressive, man.
7 hours 40, nice.
I'm in a worse state than Darren Conway and I'm here.
Good man.
Let's just put it that way.
Good man.
Slack it out, Yumble.
From Brian.
Brian.
Brian wants to know, he says, you're starting a cult and you need to decide what your members are going to wear. What uniform would you choose?
Tech fleeces, isn't it? And TNs, bro.
So 1,000 people.
Canada Goose
tech
jackets.
Fleeces, yeah.
Fleece and TNs.
Yeah, isn't it, Owen? What am I going to say? A short and tall.
Why is it always TNs?
Because it's I actually haven't even got a pair of TNs. Because I feel like I'm too scumbaggy. Does that make sense?
You're too scumbaggy.
If I have TNs on my feet,
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be a tracksuit runners for me. What am I going to say? So I can pick any uniform?
Yeah.
I could go SWAT team.
You could go SWAT team, you could go drag.
You could go drag if you wanted.
Mickey Mouse, whatever you like.
You're not scary if you're Mickey Mouse.
Why do you have to be scary?
Are we not fighting?
Nobody said fighting.
Oh, we thought we were going to fight a war.
No, a cult, warriors. Not an army.
A cult.
You might be an evil cult.
We already have cults, don't we, in society?
Yeah,
we just rock around. This portion is tracksuits, they're blue jeans and a short.
Well, a cult has to have kind of a religious aspect to it. There has to be a spiritual section to it. Hippies would sort of be a cult. So they'd wear hemp clothes. Everything has to be hemp, made of hemp, which is harsh. hash claws, going around wearing hash claws.
The little breakdown, which is hash. Thanks for that, Joe.
Just in case anyone's wondering what hemp is.
Which is hash.
What would you be wearing?
Oh, they wear them cloak yokes, don't they?
That's the KKK. They wear them cloak.
Christians who wear them.
But they're the cult, Eddie.
Yeah. Is it my cult, yeah. There's lots of like sects of Christianity that would use that.
Black ones, bro, they use.
Yeah. Black, yeah. Red, white, whatever.
Oh, do they, yeah. I thought I'm envisioning people wearing the black pointy hood.
Yeah.
That's not
in Spain. In Spain they have shops and they just sell them, and on Easter there's like they just march through the and they're all wearing them outfits. But it's nothing got to do with race or racism, it's just kind of a Christianity thing. Whereas in America, the KKK is obviously a very racist cult. My cult is people going around in the nip. My cult is like going to be anti-clothes.
So sleazy.
It's not sexual. Not sexual. When naturalists, naturists, are not designed to be. We're the only animals in the world that wears clothes.
Yeah, but we're bare skin. Tigers and lions and all have four.
We have four.
Jack Russell's have four.
Well, we have four as well.
What that bit of hair on your ears?
My eyebrow, my eyebrow.
In the big, on the 24th of January. Think that hair in your ear is going to keep you warm?
I'm sick of having a word.
Yeah, I'm over them already as well. Hair on the ears.
Yeah.
We're the only animal that don't want blame pure raw skin. Pure raw, slidey skin we have.
Slidey. No, there's animals, there's that cat. The cat that doesn't have any fur. They don't go around in a pair of bleeding TNs and jeans.
Yeah, but that's because they're not clever enough. Do you get me? I bet you if they had their own way, they'd have a can to give a shack or better in the cat, wouldn't they? They're just not educated enough, the boys.
You just get used to it. You're acclimatized to it. And we'd all just be huddled in a hut anyway in my cult. And we'd all stay warm in the hut. In the sweat lodge. Sweat lodge. That's part of the cult.
I'm here for that. I don't mind it. Once you can guarantee the kid, because like from July to fucking the start of October nowadays, you're all right.
Yeah. But this time.
Before and after, you're bollocks. I'm in here with a North Face jacket on the night jump on. I'm bitter cold.
Oh, yeah, I'm roasting.
Well, at the coming in, I mean. Now I'm roasting, do you get me?
Yeah.
I've been yapping and all. Sweating because I'm yapping. Like, if you don't know what I look like, they're probably going to say, he must be about 28 now. He said to say in a couple of words in a bonus episode, and he's leaking in the cafe.
He's sweating. Sweating buckets. Yeah. The poor fucker.
With slidey skin. Yeah.
Sticky.
You know what I meant, though? Slidey, like, wind just slides off you.
It's like if you go swimming in clothes, you get colder because the clothes hold the moisture and holds on to all the coldness. So actually clothes make you colder. Like if you go out in jeans, the jeans get freezing and then they stay. It's like they're radiating the cold into your bones.
I hear you on that with jeans. That's real. I thought you were going to start making stuff up there.
No,
that's
there you real. Go. Thank you. I never make out. I don't make out. No.
You know what he gets like.
Yeah.
Do you get me? But they're cold jeans. You're not heating them up in a hurry.
Nah. It's nasty.
Sitting on the radiator and all. Do you ever do that? I do that all the time when I'm at a rad. Just keep sitting my legs against it and then burning my legs and stepping back.
Rubbing it.
Yeah, and doing that as well with your hands. Why do we do that?
I don't know. It's like the ribs. The ribs are nice. Terrence is like, what am I after walking into here?
You've just set me up. There's some things you say that take me and I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Fuck me, man. He's a handful, him, isn't he?
So no clothes and we'd be warmer and more comfortable.
No, let's not start making them sort of statements. You wouldn't be warmer or more comfortable.
You would. No clothes now. I mean, why don't we sleep in clothes? It's uncomfortable.
People sleep in pyjamas.
Don't tell me you don't be now.
No,
we're going to
sleep in pyjamas. You know we don't. But have a snuggie in the gaff.
There you go.
Like, that's that episode. Bonus episode?
Yeah.
That's that bonus episode of Stall It with me, Terry Flower, and my good mate.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to... I thought you forgot my name there for a second.
No, go for it.
Joe McGuckin.
And we hope you've enjoyed the episode. Send us any listener questions to stallit@goloudnow.com.
What the fuck?
He can't remember the email address. Yeah. It's a hard one to get. It's the name of the podcast.
Fuck.
Fucking natural.
Why
you're
is
natural.
It, do you get me?
Brilliant, bro.
And that's it anyways. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. We don't know when it's going to be out.
You're getting very comfortable over there.
I know, yeah. getting excited. L. James and George is listening to this going, where's Darden? Fuck you, James. I'm only messing. See you later. Happy New Year. Bye.
Oh, see you later.